斯多葛
Stargi
一个奴隶
A slave
一个大臣
A minister
一个皇帝
An emperor
用同一套方法活出了最从容的人生
Live the most peaceful life with the same method
这是一个建议
This is a suggestion
你先收藏
You first
找一个安静时间独自看完的视频。
Find a quiet time to watch a video alone.
因为今天要聊的不是一个人。
Because today we are not talking about a person.
是三个人。
It is three people.
这三个人身份天差地别。
These three people have very different backgrounds.
但他们用同一套方法活出了几乎一模一样的人生结局。
But they lived almost identical lives using the same methods.
第一个人叫塞涅卡，罗马帝国最有钱的大臣之一。
The first person was Seneca, one of the richest men in the Roman Empire.
尼禄皇帝的老师，富可敌国。
The teacher of Emperor Nilo was very rich.
权力遮天。
Power is boundless.
晚年被皇帝赐死。
Died at a later age, ordered to be killed by the emperor.
第二个人叫艾比克泰德。
The second person is named Abicate.
出身奴隶。
Born from slavery.
一条腿是瘸的，主人。
The owner has one leg.
曾经把他在刑架上折磨。
He was once tortured in prison.
他。
He.
平静地说。
Calmly said,
你再用力。
You try harder.
我的腿会断。
My leg will break.
然后腿断了。
Then my leg broke.
他说，你看，我说会断吧。
He said that you would think I was wrong.
第三个人叫马可奥勒留，罗马皇帝。
The third person is Marco Aurelius, the Roman Emperor.
当时世界上最有权势的人。
At that time, the most powerful people in the world.
他每天在军营里跟蛮族打仗。
He was fighting barbarians every day in the military camp.
晚上在帐篷里写日记。
He was writing in a diary in a tent.
自己骂自己。
Insulting oneself.
别发火。
Don't get angry.
别偷懒。
Don't be lazy.
别在乎别人怎么看你。他死后那本日记被发现了。
Don't care about what others think of you after the diary was found after his death.
就是后来被全世界追捧了2000年的《沉思录》。
Later, it became the famous meditations that was praised and studied worldwide for 2000 years.
这三个人，一个被赐死。
These three people, one of them was murdered.
一个是奴隶
One is a slave
一个死在行军帐篷里
Dead in a military tent
但他们面对命运的方式是完全一样的
But they faced fate in the same way
这套方法就是斯多葛主义
This method is Stoicism
今天我们不铺哲学史
Today we won't be delving into the history of philosophy
就聊这三个人
Let's talk about these three people.
聊他们到底掌握了什么秘密，聊他们为什么在人生最惨的时刻还能保持平静，聊这套方法。
Let's talk about what secrets they possess. Let's talk about why they can remain calm even in the most dire moments of their lives. Let's talk about this method.
对人生下半场意味着什么？
What does the second half of life mean?
因为斯多葛是整个哲学史上唯一一套。
Because Stoicism is the only philosophy in the history of philosophy.
不是让你幸福。
Not to make you happy.
是让你扛揍的。
Keep fighting.
哲学。
Philosophy.
先说塞涅卡。
Let's start with Seneca.
公元65年。
In 65 AD,
罗马城出了一件大事。
Rome has made a big deal.
尼禄皇帝怀疑他的老师塞涅卡参与了刺杀自己的阴谋。
Hero, the emperor, suspected his teacher Seneca of being involved in the plot to assassinate him.
下令刺死，塞涅卡当时已经退隐了。
When he ordered the assassination of Seneca, he was already retired.
不再过问政治。
No longer concerned with politics.
但皇帝的命令到了。
But the emperor's order reached.
你必须死。
You must die.
死，他平静地接受了。华。
He accepted it calmly.
压迫了自己，但。
He broke himself.
太慢，他。
But it's too slow.
喝下毒药，依然不起作用。
He drank the poison, but it didn't work.
他晚年长期节食，新陈代。
He has been on a long-term diet and has been eating less and less.
代谢极慢。
Metabolic rate is very slow.
最后
Finally,
他让人把自己抬进蒸汽浴室。
He made me get into the steam room.
在热气中窒息而死。
Suffocated to death in the heat.
整个过程
The process.
他一直在安慰身边的朋友和妻子。
He has been comforting his friends and wife.
他说，不要哭。
He said, "Don't cry."
我为哲学活了一辈子。
I have lived a life dedicated to philosophy.
现在我要去验证他了。
Now I'm going to verify him.
他的妻子想跟他一起死。
His wife wanted to die with him.
他同意了。
He agreed.
但尼禄派人把他救了下来。
But Daniel sent his men to rescue him.
皇帝不想让这件事变得更像一场殉道。
The emperor didn't want this to become another martyrdom.
塞涅卡用他一生的最后几十分钟，给他的哲学做了最极致的注脚。
Seneca's final moments of life provided the most profound commentary on his philosophy.
死到临头
，on the brink of death，
还能安慰别人
，comfort others。
这种平静不是天生的
This tranquility is not innate.
是练出来的
It's all about practice.
塞涅卡一辈子荣华富贵，有豪宅
Seneca lived a life of luxury and wealth with a grand estate.
有庄园
There is a manor.
有数不清的钱
Countless money.
他是罗马帝国最富有的人之一
He was one of the richest people in the Roman Empire.
有人骂他虚伪。
Some people called him a hypocrite.
你讲斯多葛的简朴和寡欲。
You talk about Stoicism's simplicity and asceticism.
自己却那么有钱。
I am so rich.
塞涅卡是怎么回答的
？How did Seneca respond?
他说。
He said.
哲学家不是不能有钱
Philosophers are not necessarily rich.
是丢了钱也不会被击垮
I won't be defeated by losing money.
我可以住在宫殿里
I can live in the palace.
也可以住在茅屋里
You can also live in a hut.
宫殿不会让我骄傲
The palace won't make me proud.
茅屋
But...
不会让我自卑。斯多葛的目标
I won't let you be ashamed of your dog.
不是让你过苦日
I'm not trying to make you suffer.
日子
Is it?
是让你无论过什么日子都能不动心
To make you able to remain unmoved no matter what you go through.
你今天身家千万，明天倾家荡产。
You can be rich today, but you can be poor tomorrow.
内心是一样的。
Same inside.
你今天身体健康。
You are healthy today.
明天躺在病床上。
Tomorrow, lying in bed.
内心是一样的。
Same inside.
你今天被人群簇拥。
You were surrounded by people today.
明天被人遗忘。
Tomorrow will be forgotten.
内心是一样的。
Same inside.
这种训练有一个专门的名字， 叫消极想象。
This type of training has a specific name called negative visualization.
斯多格主义者每天早上起床都会花几分钟做一件事。
Every morning, the adherents of Stoicism would spend a few minutes doing one thing.
想象今天可能发生的最坏的事，可能会被开除。
Imagine the worst thing that could happen today, being fired.
可能会出车祸，可能会死。
There may be an accident, and there may be death.
然后问自己。
Then ask yourself.
如果这些发生了。
If these happen,
我还能不能活着？
Can I still live?
如果能，那今天发生的任何不如意，
If anything bad happened today,
都是赚的。塞涅卡，
All are earning Seneca.
每天晚上睡前还会再做一件事。
Every night before bed, I do one more thing.
回顾今天的所有事情。
Review all the events of today.
他检查自己今天有没有说错话。
He checked if he had made any mistakes today.
有没有做错事。
Have I done something wrong?
有没有被情绪牵着走。
Being led by emotions.
不是后悔。
Not regret.
是复盘。
Review.
他把这个叫做精神日记。
He called it a diary of the soul.
第二天早上，带着昨天的复盘结果重新开始。
On the second day morning, I started again with the results of the previous day's review.
这就是斯多葛的修行方式。
This is the way of Stoic practice.
每天早上一针预防针。
Every morning, a dose of preventive vaccination.
每天晚上一次体检。
Once a day physical examination.
日复一日，从不间断。
Day after day, without interruption.
这听起来很残忍。
This sounds cruel.
但这是人类发现的最有效的心理防弹衣。
But when humans discovered the most effective psychological armor.
你对一件事情的恐惧。
You fear of something.
99%来自没准备好。
99% comes from being unprepared.
但当你每天早上都在脑子里预演过最坏的结果，
But when you constantly anticipate the worst case scenario in your mind every morning,
那个结果一旦真的来了，
Once that result comes true,
你就不会被打懵，
You won't be stunned.
你已经在脑子里经历过无数次了，
You have already experienced countless times in your mind.
塞涅卡有一句话，
Seneca once said,
我们遭受的痛苦更多是来自想象。
The pain we suffer is mostly from imagination,
而不是来自现实。
Not from reality.
你焦虑的不是明天要开会，
You are not worried about the meeting tomorrow.
你焦虑的是你在脑子里已经把这场会开了20遍。
You're so anxious because you've already rehearsed this meeting in your head 20 times.
每一遍都搞砸了。
I messed up every time.
你怕的不是身体出了毛病。
What you're afraid of isn't a physical ailment.
你怕的是你在网上查了一小时。
What you're afraid of is that you've spent an hour online.
已经给自己确诊了绝症。
I have already diagnosed myself with a terminal illness.
你担心的不是孩子考不好。
What you're worried about isn't your child failing.
你担心的是你已经在脑子里把孩子考砸之后的人生全演了一遍。
You're worried that you've already played out the entire scenario of your child failing in your mind.
斯多葛说。
Stoicism says,
你把这些想象的翅膀剪掉。
You cut off these imaginary wings.
你只处理眼前这件事。
You only deal with the current matter.
不去提前承担未来的痛苦。
Don't burden yourself with future pain.
你以为你在未雨绸缪。
You think you're being prepared.
其实你是在提前支付利息。
Actually, you are paying interest in advance.
你的本金可能根本不需要还，但你利息已经付了一辈子。
Your principal may not even need to be repaid, as you have already paid interest for a lifetime.
再说
In addition,
第二个人，艾比克泰德
The second person, Epictet
他是三个人里最惨的
He is the most unfortunate of the three.
也是斯多葛学派真正的灵魂人物
He is also a true representative of Stoicism.
他生下来就是奴隶。
He was born a slave.
奴隶在罗马是可以被主人随意折磨。
Slaves in Rome could be arbitrarily tortured by their masters.
随意买卖的东西。
Items for sale.
他小时候被主人折磨。
He was tortured by his master when he was a child.
长大了。
Grew up.
被主人释放。
Released by the owner.
因为腿瘸了
Because my leg is broken.
干不了重活
Can't do it again.
释放之后
After release,
他在罗马街头开了一间小破屋
He opened a small, dilapidated house on the street in Rome.
收几个学生讲哲学
Hire a few students to teach philosophy.
他一辈子没结婚
He never married a woman.
婚没什么财产
Nothing to lose
一条腿是瘸的
One leg is lame
但他活得比谁都硬气
But he was tougher than anyone else
他说过一句
He said
被后来无数人刻在心里的名言
A famous quote that has been etched in the hearts of countless people later on
让人痛苦的不是事情本身
What causes pain is not the event itself,
而是人对事情的看法。
It is the way people perceive things.
同样是暴风雨，船
The ship is a storm.
翻了，两个水手
Turned two sailors.
掉进海里
Fall into the sea.
一个水手破口大骂
A sailor screamed.
诅咒大海，挣扎着沉下去了。
The spell sank into the vast ocean.
另一个水手看了一眼。
Another sailor glanced at it.
天，深吸一口气。
Take a deep breath.
开始游，他们的处境一模一样。
They started with the same situation.
但一个人是被大海杀死的。
But one person was killed by the sea.
另一个人是被自己的恐惧杀死的。
Another person was killed by his own fear.
艾比克泰德说
Epictet said,
这个世界上只有两件事
There are only two things in this world.
一件事
One thing.
你控制得了的，你的想法
You control your thoughts.
你的态度，你接下来做什么
What will you do next?
另一件事你控制不了的
Another thing you can't control.
别人怎么看你，天气怎么样
How do others see you? What's the weather like?
明天会发生什么
What will happen tomorrow?
你把所有精力都花在第一件事上
You put all your energy into the first thing.
第二件事完全不碰
The second thing is completely avoided.
你就不会痛苦
You won't suffer.
你之所以痛苦
The reason you are suffering
是因为你每天都在试图控制那些根本控制不了的东西
Because you are constantly trying to control things that are fundamentally uncontrollable
你控制不了别人怎么想你
You can't control how others think
但你花了一辈子在讨好别人
But you've spent your whole life pleasing others
你控制不了身体衰老
You can't control your body's aging.
但你每天照镜子都在跟自己较劲
But you're constantly comparing yourself to yourself every day.
你控制不了孩子的人生
You can't control your child's life.
但你每天都在试图替他活
But you are trying to live for him every day.
你把你的幸福压在了一堆
You put your happiness under a pile.
你根本控制不了的事情上。
You can't control things that are beyond your control.
然后你说，我好累。斯多格说，你当然累。
Then you said I was tired, and I said, yes, I am too.
你就像一个人站在海边。
You are like a person standing on the beach.
对着潮水大喊。
Shout at the tide.
不许涨潮。
No rising tide.
潮水不会理你。
The tide doesn't care.
你只会把嗓子喊哑。
You will only make your throat hoarse.
这就是斯多格给人生下半场的第一个工具，控制二分法。
This is the first tool-controlled binary search that Straub gave to life.
从现在开始
From now on.
你做的任何一件事
Anything you do.
你先花三秒钟问自己这件事
First, take 3 seconds to ask yourself this question.
我能控制吗
Can I control it?
我能控制的部分是什么
What can I control?
我不能控制的部分是什么
？What can't I control？
把能控制的部分做好。
Do the things you can control。
把不能控制的部分交给命运。
Give up on controlling the uncontrollable。
你能控制今晚几点睡觉
？Can you control when you go to bed tonight？
但你不能控制。
But you can't control。
明天会不会被裁员？
Will I be stepped on by a pedestrian tomorrow?
你把自己能控制的那部分做好，好好睡一觉。
You should get some rest.
明天的事，明天再说。
Tomorrow's matter for tomorrow.
你能控制自己怎么跟孩子沟通
？Can you control how you communicate with your children?
但你不能控制他最终成为什么样的人。
But you can't control what he will become.
你把自己能控制的那部分做好，好好跟他说话。
Talk to him about the parts you can control.
剩下的事是他的命运。
The rest is his destiny.
不是你的。
Not yours.
你可能会问。
You might ask.
那我岂不是什么都不在乎了
？Then wouldn't I be indifferent to everything?
不，斯多格。
Nostalgia.
不是让你冷漠。
Not to make you cold.
是让你把力气用。
To make you use your strength.
对地方，你在乎孩子。
I care about my children.
不是体现在你替他做所有决定。
It's not about you making all the decisions for him.
为他焦虑到失眠。
He made him anxious and sleepless.
你在乎孩子，体现在你把自己能控制的那部分做到最好。
You care about your child by doing your best to control the part of yourself that you can.
你给他提供你力所能及的资源。
Provide him with the resources you can.
你跟他说。
Tell him.
你该说的话。
What you should say.
你在他需要的时候站在他身边。
Stand by him when he needs you.
剩下的事你管不了。
The rest is up to you.
你也不用管。
You don't need to worry about it.
这就够了。
That's enough.
你把力气花在担心他考不好上。
You're wasting your energy worrying about him not doing well on the exam.
那你的力气就是白花了。
Then your strength is wasted.
你把力气花在每天晚上帮他复习一小时上。
You spend your energy helping him review for an hour every night.
那你的力气就用对了。
Then your strength is used well.
地方，斯多格不是让你不努力。
The local stodge doesn't want you to work hard.
是让你不在无用的事情上努力。
To make you stop wasting effort on useless things.
第三个人，马可·奥勒留。
The third person, Marco Aurelio.
他是罗马皇帝。
He was an emperor of Rome.
不是小国的王。
Not a king of a small country.
是当时整个西方世界最有权力的统治者。
He was the most powerful ruler in the entire Western world at that time.
他一句话可以让几万人掉脑袋，一次挥手。
He could make several thousand people lose their heads with a single gesture.
可以让一个城邦从地图上消失。
Make a city disappear from the map.
他用过这种权力吗？
Has he ever used this right?
没有。
No.
他用了将近二十年时间。
He spent almost 20 years.
在边境的军营里跟日耳曼蛮族打仗。
Fighting against the Germans and Manchus in a military camp on the border.
他从小喜欢哲学。
He has always liked philosophy.
讨厌战争。
Hate war.
但他一辈子大部分时间都在战场上度过。
But he spent most of his life on the battlefield.
他每天白天指挥作战。
He commanded the battle from the sky.
晚上在帐篷里点一支蜡烛。
I lit a candle in the tent at night.
用希腊文在一个小本子上写日记。
Write a diary in Greek in a small notebook.
那个日记是他写给自己看的。
That diary was written for himself to read.
从来没有打算出版。
Never intended to publish.
他死后别人发现了，编成一本书，叫《沉思录》。
After he died, people discovered that he had written a book called Deep Thoughts.
沉思录不是讲道理的。
This is not about logic.
它是一个人的内心对话。
He is an internal monologue.
你可以把它理解为马可·奥勒留每天早上对自己说的话。
You can understand it as what Marco Aurelio says to himself every morning.
它的核心其实就三。
His core is actually just three sentences.
第一句。
First sentence.
今天我会遇到各种烦人的事情。
Today, I will encounter various annoying things.
愚蠢的人。
Fool.
傲慢的人。
Arrogant people.
嫉妒的人。
Jealous people.
但这一切都不重要。
But all of this is unimportant.
重要的是，我是怎么反应的。
What is important is how I respond.
第二句。
Second sentence.
你可以选择不被这件事情影响。
You can choose not to be affected by this matter.
事情不会伤害你。
Things won't hurt you.
你对事情的看法才会伤害你。
Your perception of things will hurt you.
第三句。
Third sentence.
你不需要别人认可你，你只需要自己认可自己。一个皇帝。
You don't need others to recognize you. He only needs to recognize himself and emperor.
为什么需要反复？
Why do you need to repeat?
对自己说这。
Tell yourself.
这些，因为皇帝也是人。
These, one is the emperor, also is a person.
他每天早上也要跟自己的懒惰。
He had to get up every morning to fight against his laziness.
恐惧和虚荣心战斗。
Fear and vanity fight.
他也想赖床。
He also wanted to sleep in.
他也不想开会。
He didn't want to have a meeting.
他也想逃避那些让他头疼的人。
He also wanted to avoid those who were causing him trouble.
他甚至比普通人更难。
He is even more difficult than ordinary people.
因为没有人敢批评他。
Because no one dared to criticize him.
他唯一能依靠的就是每天早上对自己骂几句。
The only thing he could rely on was to scold himself every morning.
你在公司里被老板骂了。
You were scolded by your boss at work.
你可以找朋友喝酒。
You can go out with friends to drink.
吐槽，马可·奥勒留被蛮族打败了。
I'm complaining about how Marco Aurelius was defeated by the barbarians.
被自己手下的大将背叛了，被瘟疫。
Betrayed by his own subordinates, stricken with plague.
夺走了一半士兵。
seized half of the soldiers.
他找谁吐槽？
Who should he complain to?
好，没有人。
The sentence.
人，整个帝国都需要他坚强。
The entire empire needed him to be strong.
他只能自己在帐篷里写下来。
He could only write it down in the tent.
不要被情绪控制。
Don't let your emotions control you.
你的愤怒不会改变任何事情。
Your anger will not change anything.
他有一次在日记里写，快点。
He wrote in his diary once that hurry up.
别再像一个被激怒的小动物一样上蹿下跳。
Don't act like a frustrated little animal.
你是一个人，用你的理性。
You are a person who uses your reason.
你听着语气。
Listen to the tone.
他明明是在骂自己。
He was actually scolding himself.
他刚刚发了一场脾气。
He just had a fit.
刚刚在士兵面前失态了。
Just lost it in front of the soldiers.
刚刚因为一件小事暴跳如雷。
Just exploded over a trivial matter.
然后他坐下来，深呼吸，写了一句骂自己的话。
Then he sat down and took a deep breath, writing a sentence to scold himself.
这就是斯多葛的修行。
This is Stoicism.
不是圣人。
Not a saint.
没有情绪。
No emotion.
是圣人发完火之后。
After the sage calmed down.
知道给自己上课。
Know how to teach yourself.
这本书最适合什么时候看？
When is this book best suited for reading?
不是年轻时，是下半场。
It's not the youth, but the second half.
你年轻时看《沉思录》。
When you were young, you were full of ideas.
觉得每一句都有道理。
I think every sentence makes sense.
但和上书就忘了。
But I forgot about the letter.
因为你那时候还在追。
Because you were still chasing.
还在跑。
Still running.
还在相信只要再努力一下就能幸福。
Still believe that as long as you work hard, you can be happy.
你不愿意接受。
You don't want to accept.
斯多葛告诉你的那个真相。
Stoic tells you the real truth.
幸福不在。
Just left.
未来的某个成就里。
In some future achievement.
幸福就在你此刻怎么对待眼前这件事。到了下半场。
Happiness is right here, how to deal with the current matter.
你追过了。
You chased after.
跑过了。
Asked.
也许得到过了。
Maybe I've already gotten it.
又失去了。
Lost again.
你开始明白。
You begin to understand.
真正让你不安的
What truly makes you uneasy?
从来不是外在的得失
It's never about external gains or losses.
是你心里那个一直停不下来的声音
It's the voice that never stopped in your heart.
这时候你再翻开沉思录
At this time, you are opening up to your thoughts.
你会发现这个1800年前的皇帝比你更了解你自己。
You will find that the emperor from 1800 years ago knows you better than you know yourself.
他的每一句话都是对你说的。
His every word is a message to you.
他说，不要期待柏拉图的理想国。
He said not to expect Plato's ideal state.
如果你只能做到一点点进步，
If you can only make a little progress,
那也值得高兴。
That's worth celebrating.
这句话是对所有完美主义者的终极松绑。
This is the ultimate release for perfectionists.
你不需要今天就把所有问题都解决。
You don't need to solve all the problems today.
你不需要成为一个完全不动心的圣人。
You don't need to be a completely unfeeling saint.
你今天只比昨天少发了一次火。
You only had one less fire today than yesterday.
就是进步。
It's progress.
你今天在快要焦虑的时候
You were feeling anxious today.
拉住了自己
Pulling himself.
就是进步
It's progress.
斯多葛不是让你一步登天
Stoicism is not about achieving success overnight.
是让你每天都往上走一步
To make you progress one step at a time every day.
还有一点是马可·奥勒留对被遗忘这件事的看法。
Another point is Marco Aurelio's view on being forgotten.
他说亚历山大死了。
He said Alexander is dead.
他的马夫也死了。
His stable boy also died.
2000年后
2000 years later.
谁还记得谁？一个征服了半个世界的人和一个给他养马的人。
Who remembers the one who conquered half the world and the one who raised horses for him?
在死亡的尺度上是完全平等的。
Death is completely equal in scale.
你追求的那些名声
The fame you pursue.
那些头衔
Those titles.
那些想让别人记住你的执念
Those who want others to remember their obsession.
在时间的尺度上全是空气。
In terms of time is all air.
他说想想那些曾经名噪一时的人。
He thought about all those people who were once famous.
他们现在在哪里
Where are they now?
化为尘土。
Turn into dust.
化为传说。
Become a legend.
连传说都快没了。
It's almost a legend.
这不是消极。
This is not negative.
这是让你从流民的执念里解脱出来。
This is to help you break free from the obsession with the name.
你不需要被世界记住。
You don't need to be remembered by the world.
你只需要今天活得让自己看得起自己。斯多葛主义的核心总结起来就三样东西。
All you need to do is to live today and make yourself proud, which is the core of Stoicism.
第一，控制二分法，分清什么。
Not control binary search to distinguish what.
你能控制什么
？What can you control?
你不能控制。
You can't control.
把精力全放在能控制的上面。
Focus your energy on what you can control.
第二
Second,
消极想象
Negative imagination.
每天早上想一想
Think about it every morning.
最坏的结果不是让你悲观
The worst outcome is not to make you pessimistic.
是让你免疫
To make you immune.
第三
Third,
活在当下不是享乐主义的活在当下老子先快活了再说是理性的清醒的负责任的活在当下你今天只有这一刻是真实的昨天已经不存在了明天还没到你唯一拥有的就是现在塞涅卡每天晚上睡前都会做回顾艾比克泰德每天早上都练习控制二分法马可奥勒留每天在帐篷里写日记骂自己三个人都有具体的可以反复操作的日常练习他们不是靠顿悟是靠日复一日的练习把哲学的钢筋扎进了骨肉里这三个人三种活法同一种结局塞涅卡被刺死死得像自己的哲学艾比克泰德一辈子残疾以奴隶之身活成了哲学史上最硬的人马可奥勒留死在行军帐篷里留下了一本只有自己读的日记却被全世界读了2000年他们都不是神仙都不是圣人都是每天在跟自己斗的普通人他们跟你的区别只有一点他们找到了方法并且每天都在练你没有练所以你觉得他们高不可攀他们练了一辈子所以你觉得他们本来就是这样斯多葛不是一种知识是一种技能你不能靠看视频学会游泳你也不能靠听道理学会平静你得下水你得练习这就是斯多葛留给人生下半场的东西一臂鸠鲁让你做减法叔本华让你看透修魔让你别较真而斯多葛让你扛揍他不承诺你幸福他只承诺你无论发生什么都能站住 你不必成为塞涅卡那样的富人，不必经历艾比克泰德那样的苦难，不必坐上马可奥勒留那样的皇位。你只需要从明天早上开始，花五分钟做消极想象，花三秒钟做控制二分法，花十分钟读一段沉思录，坚持一个月，你看看会发生什么。我是小书虫，我们下期见。
Five.